with my colleague Joseph Sternberg of the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal. He writes political economics. He's based in London. And the London news is that the Labour Party, overwhelmingly powerful in the House of Commons, has announced some withholding of some arms shipments scheduled for Israel. And this has led to what is characterized in the Telegraph headline as a rift with the White House. I'm more particularly concerned with what it means for Labour, because Labour had an anchor around its neck in the name of Jeremy Corbyn, a man who was not subtle of his anti-Israeli and often anti-Semitic rhetoric. He was defenestrated from the party, to my memory. And yet, Joe, is there a risk here that Labour is willing to take on this early in its 5 years, that it now looks to be in some fashion tacking towards Corbyn?
I think this whole episode can best be described as a disgrace for Keir Starmer and David Lammy, the foreign secretary, and the Labour leadership in general. To pull a stunt like this in the immediate aftermath of the Hamas murder of those six hostages, one of whom was a citizen of the United States, one of Britain's closest allies. I mean, what were they thinking? And the best I can figure is that they are still worried about internal party unity. I mean, you mentioned Jeremy Corbyn. We can't forget that although he has been kicked out of the Labour Party, he is still sitting in Parliament, having been elected as an independent. And on the eve of this quasi sort of almost maybe but not quite arms embargo that Labour announced, Corbyn had formed his own caucus of other independents, which is basically a pro-Gaza, anti-Israel caucus within the parliament. There are only four or five of them. But clearly, Starmer and Lammy are afraid of their own shadow on this issue, and they're afraid of doing anything to create this rift within Labour. And as is becoming characteristic of them, instead of showing some actual leadership, they are primarily trying to follow where they think the party might want them to go.
They have overwhelming numbers, more than 400. They can do anything they want. So what do they need those four or five independent votes? I don't understand the lobby thinking here.
Well, I think that they are concerned that there are more people within the Labour Party still who might be sympathetic to that position. And I think that there is some evidence of this because you and I have discussed over the past however many months the number of problems Labour has had with local council politicians from the Labour Party or the like who've expressed sympathy for Gaza or even Hamas or antipathy to Israel that border veered into anti-Semitism. And I think that Starmer right now is trying to keep those people from drifting out or creating a rift within the party. But what does it say if the only way that you know how to control that kind of flank within your party is to do something that is really embarrassing and probably damages your country's national interest? And as you pointed out, it does appear to be creating this rift with the U.S., which is a relationship that you would think that Starmer would be keen to cultivate early on in his premiership.
Focusing just on Sir Keir Starmer, the PM, we have the incident over the riots. We have the strange remarks about painful decisions. And now we have this, whatever it is, withholding is the word, ammunition in a time of war with Israel under attack. Do we say Starmer is not leading but following? What do the wags say in London? We have about a minute.
No, I think that's exactly what's going on here. I mean, remember the circumstances of his election. All he had to do was breathe and not be a member of the Conservative Party. And he stood an excellent chance of winning that election back in July. And so he did it by kind of tacking to the center and adopting the strategy of never, ever, ever saying or doing anything that might have a whiff of taking a position on anything. And, surprise, surprise, that turns out to have been effective at winning an election. Not a great recipe for strong leadership.
So the wags are coming up because I don't see it in the headlines yet. They're still focusing on the decision making. But he is his reputation that of a strong boss or a passive boss? What do we remember? 30 seconds, Joe.
Again, it's always been so difficult to read him in that regard. And I think that the kind of campaign that he ran, I mean, early on in his tenure as the party leader, he seemed to be taking charge and he did, you know, make some progress purging the Corbyn era anti-Semitism. But since then, he seemed to be afraid of going all the way and actually putting his stamp on the party. And, you know, we're going to be with them for 5 years now.
Joseph Sternberg, member of the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal based in London. Political Economics is his column. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.